Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome. Thank you for being here. This is a K-Rock locals only presented evening here at the Helpful Honda Sound Space at K-Rock. So thank you for being a part of this. Once a year, we're going to invite a local band to perform in this space. And when considering who that would be this year, it was a pretty obvious choice. Please welcome the main attraction of your evening, Jacob Noel, Jacob's Castle. What up, everybody? Make some noise out there.
Where should we sit?
I was thinking I could sit here. The focus usually is on people's right.
Because I really like that seat, but that's cool.
You want to switch?
No, I'm stoked, dude.
This is your world, man. I'm just living in it, Jacob.
Where should I put my hands?
So I want to kind of start with the record Enter the Castle, which is your
album.
Anybody
heard the record yet out there? Come on. Let's go.
It was released in April, which was around the Coachella performances, not only with Sublime, but also a pre-party you had with Jacob's Castle.
Yes, sir.
What was it like releasing new music around such a high-profile performance? And also, after weekend one, the performance was over, but you were kind of like yelling at the crowd a little bit, trying to communicate something, but the mics were cut off. Thought you can kind of get into that a little bit, what you were trying to say and just how that
good
all went.
Good eye, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun out there, Coachella. It was a really good time, y'all. Super excited to be playing with my dad's band, Sublime, and continuing to do Jacob's Castle all together. It's one big family, man. It's one big family out there, let me tell you. And to keep that vibe, like every single Sublime show I play, you know, obviously a lot bigger and stuff, I always try to go out into the audience and just have fun and romp around a little bit. And then my boy Mark over there saved me from drowning on three occasions. Round of applause for Mark, everybody. I like to usually like jump in the water if we're playing by a beach or in a pool. So I think I was just trying to incite chaos, if I remember correctly. That's usually my goal.
You did a great job of doing so. So thank you for that. Weekend one and weekend two, how do they compare at Coachella?
Oh, they were both amazing, you know, different in their own ways. But I think the more we play shows, the more we just get locked into that vibe and we get more comfortable with one another. And totally a surreal experience, man. It's so amazing how many people's lives have been touched by that music and that sound and this amazing, amazing scene we have here in Southern California. The best place to be in the fucking world. Ooh, sorry, I swore.
has it hit you talking about how important this has been, you know, you singing these Sublime songs with Bud and Eric, what that means to Sublime fans? Has that really kind of sunk in for you, A, and B, what does it mean for you?
Oh, well, it's so beautiful because, you know, every show I play, whether it's a Sublime show or Jacob's Castle show, people come up to me with amazing stories and ways that that music has affected their life and continues to do it. So I think playing with my uncles like that has just sort of strengthened our relationship, and it's challenged me as a musician, and it's shown me that music goes beyond just the sounds that we make and the fun events that we do. It's the memories that we create here, you know? All these things that we do it because those are the memories that, you know, no one can take away from us.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I want to dive into Jacob's Castle, obviously. That's why we're all here, after all.
Let's go! Woo!
At K-Rock. The bio of Jacob's Castle, it says, if Jacob's Castle were a place, it would exist somewhere in the present that's also rooted in history. Now, could it be implied that has something to do with collaboration, writing with artists from the present, the future, as kind of the Jacob's Castle name and bio would suggest?
Yeah, totally. I think to be my most authentic self, I have to, you know, draw from where I come from, the sounds of the past. You know, that's sort of like referencing the entire Skunk Records scene and Long Beach in general and Southern California. But with also an eye towards the future and innovation and all the amazing musicians in many different scenes and many different genres that have also been inspired by that. So Jacob's Castle is my attempt to create like this big collective and mix it up all together. And what we've been doing a lot with our band is, you know, putting on all these awesome local shows with some of our friends, like my boy Salter, who's here tonight. Make some noise for him. Yeah, man, our boy the Jesse James Pariah and the Shuss Boys, and man, so many other amazing bands. Strange Case, my guitar player plays with that band. There's just so much awesome music that I'm excited about nowadays, and these are people that were not only just inspired by my dad's bands, but a lot of the contemporaries from that era. So I find myself in a unique position getting to play for a big band like that, and I want to use that platform to just boost up all of these amazing, sort of like locally unknown, somehow unseen musicians that are doing really cool, amazing things. So come on out to some more local shows, man. Locals only, no guest list. Come on, Sunburnt Records, let's do it.
Woo! That's why we're here. I love it. There's a strong, like, narrative, subject matter with regards to storytelling when it comes to the music you make, your lyrics. We're talking about collaboration as well. There's one song on Enter the Castle. There's many songs. We've been playing Catch Me on K-Rock Locals Only for what feels like a year now. Time Traveler, another fantastic record, which has gotten a lot of love on K-Rock. There's a song, track one, on Enter the Castle. It's called Supervillain.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, man.
It's a fantastic record, a great narrative to it. Wondering if you can talk about that song and also the collaboration that was a part of the creation of Supervillain.
Yeah, that was another. It was Time Traveler, Supervillain, and I think My Machine. There were songs that I went in with my good friend, Mr. Tim Armstrong. Shout out to Epitaph Records. We got them out here tonight. All my people at Epitaph, thanks for the help. And Tim was like the kind of guy, when you meet him, it's like meeting like a long lost uncle or something. He just hugs you and embraces you, and it's the most fun, natural writing experience. And he would have so many of these cool, like old soulful sort of hooks that I kind of wanted to take and flip and make modern and make them weird sounding and stuff. So I think Supervillain came out to be like that. And, you know, it sort of reflects that narrative. There is a lot of other like hidden meanings and, you know, underlying threads and stuff. I kind of don't want to give it all away too readily. But at the same time, I think that there's a lot to enjoy on the surface and beneath the surface too.
Keep it real, bro.
Yes.
Keep it real indeed. You know, there's so much time and effort and care into the art and the songs that you make, clearly. At the same time, you're balancing this other full-time job, being a part of a legendary band like Sublime for K-Rock as well. You essentially have two full-time
and two bands. Yeah.
How exactly are you managing that?
I try not to sleep too much, barely eat, you know, never go outside. No, I'm kidding. It's a dream come true, man. It's a beautiful thing. I think getting to do this is one of the biggest blessings ever, getting to portray the music of my family and to continue with my music into the present. I think to touch on stories, you know, that's really what goes beyond just the music itself. I think in all forms of art and everything in life, people connect with stories, and we want to see our stories told up there in music. And so come be a part of our story tonight, y'all. Appreciate y'all being here. You guys are the best. Look at this crowd out here tonight. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here, for sure. You know, being at K-Rock, I've had the pleasure to be part of the staff for quite a while now. We've been able to kind of connect with you at some of your shows over the years. Something that maybe it was Beach Life last year. We were kind of talking about how it might have even been further than that, but you know, the idea of, you know, fronting Sublime, it didn't feel like the right time. It, you know, didn't feel, there came a point where it did feel right and you did decide to, you know, join Bud and Eric. How did that come to be? What was that moment for you?
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of weird synchronicities that go into things. And I think sometimes we just choose to interpret those signs as a, you know, signifier to move forward with the decision. And I'm really happy it did turn out like that. And yeah, fuck it. Me and K-Rock go way the hell. They're just, you know, back to when I was a little kid, just listening to the radio. And then Megan Holiday, I met her like when I was still with my old band Law, like years and years and years ago. We'll have to carbon date it to figure out when it was. But it's just been so crazy. It just feels like a family thing on every single level. So, you know, moving into it, yeah, I've talked about like this experience at the Phoenix Theater where Sublime played their last show, and I've talked about that at length before. But I think after having that, and you know, me being 28, the same age that my father was when he passed away, and a big thing that happened was there was this HR benefit, the lead singer of Bad Brains, that Bud and Eric wanted to do, and they wanted to do it with me, and we had fun jamming together. And then, you know, so we say blame HR for bringing Sublime back together. And Paul Tillett.
Terror Grand Ballroom, December 2023. That was an insanely special night for sure. A few months ago, you came to K-Rock and you world premiered the song Feel Like That by Sublime and Stick Figure featuring Bradley Noel, which has turned into one of the biggest K-Rock songs of 2024.
Yes, we love to hear it.
Like that record is like blowing up right now. Is it exceeding expectations? Like, how are you feeling about the response you're getting? You played it on Jimmy Fallon's show a few weeks back. Just taking that all in.
Well, yeah, it's been totally a surreal experience because, you know, a lot of bands come back from, you know, eras past, like the 90s and stuff, and come with different records and that sort of thing. And it was never my intent to be like, just make a whole brand new record, a brand new song. It just sort of didn't feel right. I was much more interested in like looking through old Sublime bootlegs or unreleased material and creating remixes of it and then collabing with other musicians and stuff. And Stick Figure being a forerunner in the scene that Sublime helped found felt like a good first starting place. I can confirm that we're working on other stuff too. Cool unreleased remix material with Sublime. And we want to collab with a bunch of different artists, bunch of different genres. So if you got a favorite artist out there, at them right now and tell them to hit us up because, you know, we got a lot of cool stuff in the works.
I'll get you out of here on this before you perform, which is going to be fantastic, by the way.
We're going to play some music, dude!
Some Jacob's Castle songs, maybe some songs from another band. Who's to say? Could we talked about, you know, maybe some stuff going on with Sublime. By the way, these chairs, I don't host these events often, so like I'm just so...
Dude, this is so much fun.
It's so hard.
Keep talking, Miles. I'm
listening. I hope this looks okay on video.
No, I'm listening, dude.
And for you guys. Simple question. I'll get you out of here on this. What's the future of Jacob's Castle?
I'm so dizzy now. Well, future's me hopefully not throwing up now. But... we have so much amazing stuff. I just finished all the recording for my second record. I guess I can announce the name. I haven't told anybody about this. It's called IOU a Castle, Inside of You a Castle. And I'm so excited. We got all the tracking done for it. It sounds amazing. I'm hoping to drop a single, you know, maybe later this year or early next year. And the future is having that out there. There's a bunch of, you know, just that common through line, the story's being continued, all this like weird, cool little interactive stuff. And we're also going to be going on tour in the fall, mostly East Coast. Sorry to all my beautiful West Coast people out here, but we got to give the East Coast some love too. I know. But we're going on tour with an amazing band called Little Stranger. And additionally, beyond that, me and my guitar player Zane are starting up our own production / record label / clothing services. And we're putting on a bunch of live local events. We're hoping to do them monthly. And we're just going to boost them up as big as we can and put on all of the awesome local artists that we like. So speaking of locals only, we can't steal your name, so we're going to have to call it something different. But
well, hey, we can collab on that.
I think we should collab on that. I think it would be really cool. So that's a few. For Jacob's Castle and Sublime, we got so much amazing stuff for both projects coming out, all you guys, and I really couldn't tell you how much the support means to me, for real.
G, Jacob, to say that you, everyone here, to say that you are important to K-Rock would be a massive understatement. It goes even beyond that. So it's just such a special honor for us all to be in this room tonight to support local music. Locals only, by the way,
local
Sunday
music.
Night at 8 on K-Rock. We'll keep supporting Southern California bands forever. Thank you for being
Let's do it. Yes. We'll show you guys some of the new stuff coming up. You guys want to hear some new songs tonight from the record, too? We're going to debut them for the first time here tonight. K-Rock, Helpful Honda Sound Space, Locals Only. We are so happy to be here. Miles, thank you, my man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.